I know Dickinson Press is listening today, too.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Fedorchak. We're gathered here on the 12th floor of the State Capitol in the Public Service Commission hearing room for a special meeting of the Public Service Commission. We have three items on our agenda this morning, and I don't have any opening comments. My apologies for getting started a little late. We had an 8:30 meeting that ran a little bit long, so we're a few minutes late getting started here this morning. But first of all, I'll call this meeting to order. And then I'll invite my colleagues, starting with Commissioner Chrisman, to make opening comments if you have any.
No opening comments.
Brian?
No, just thanks staff, Jim and his staff, for getting us together in a timely manner. We've got some deadlines. And also on the wind stuff, Jerry put together these things pretty quick so we get this noticed and get those wind hearings going. So thank everybody for doing that extra effort.
Okay. So I don't have any items on the special agenda. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Chrisman.
I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, permit number NACC-1302, application case number RC-13-850.
Second.
Both eagers.
We have been through this in several pretty lengthy work sessions and gone through this order, so I'm going to be very brief and summarize. For the original permit, we approved it, and there really was no objection that I recall. And right before the time ran out to pursue an objection, we did receive one from a landowner who is a substantial owner within the mine permit area. So we held a public hearing on his objection, and that was a lengthy and I thought very well argued case. As a matter of fact, we didn't get done on the day that we set aside for the hearing, so we extended it to a second day, and we didn't get done on the second day, so we extended it to a third day. And even with that, we barely got done and extended the time period. And rather than hearing closing arguments that day, we had the attorneys submit their closing arguments in written form after the transcript was completed. And I thought that the closing arguments were really useful in putting this new order together. I thought Mr. Broughton laid out their case very well. I thought Mr. Biella laid out that case very well. And I thought our staff put everything together in a nice way. And in our work sessions, I think we've kind of combined the things and had the opportunity to take points from counsel on both sides and make sure that we evaluated really everything that we heard during the hearing and merged all the key points into our staff motion here. And I think we've really covered our bases well. And I think that the big conclusions that we found is that there is no alluvial valley floor to cause a issue in that regard, and that with a couple of additional requirements in the mining permit, it is a mining permit that's appropriate to issue, and with those additional provisions added, and I'll just touch on them here briefly, we're ready to move forward with approving this. The additional requirements that this order would place on North American Coal is that they describe detailed methods that they'll use to minimize the compaction on the replaced subsoil and topsoil, and that was one of Mr. Voigt's big concerns, is that someday that land was going to be turned back to him and that there were going to be compaction issues. And so We of course don't want that to happen, and so we're going to have them submit their plan to make sure that it doesn't. We'll also be requiring them to be conducting testing to determine if there is any excess compaction in the topsoil and subsoil that are replaced on the reclaimed lands, and describe the measures that will be used to alleviate the excessive compaction if detected. And lastly, Mr. Voigt was very concerned about his grass productivity, and you know, from growing up in the area, he does have a beautiful ranch there, and it's kind of a unique area. And I can understand his concern for making sure that it be restored properly. And one of the keys in our reclamation and restoration process is to have some comparable areas set aside and managed appropriately, so that someday when it is time to reclaim and ultimately bond release, we have something to compare it to. And in this case, we're requiring that North American Coal consult with Mr. Voigt when selecting and establishing the reference areas. And I think that's a big key, because I felt there was some sense on his part that he would be left out of that, and reference areas might be selected that aren't indicative of what he would have had the land not been disturbed in the first place. And so by adding that provision that they consult with him, I think it's clear that we're making sure that the reference areas reference what would have been there had it not been disturbed. So with those provisions, I'm comfortable in approving this, and I would urge a positive vote on the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Just a couple quick thoughts. I think really with the hearing process fleshed out, it just reinforced our previous order with more and more facts and more detail. And the order that we're putting out today, I think, really sets the standard of what we can do up here. And our staff did a great job. The company did a great job the first time through. This just basically reaffirms everything they did before was done correctly. And so I'm glad we moved it through, and I'm glad we did it correctly, and we'll be supporting this.
I would echo my colleague's comments and say that, comes down to a few things. The land or the company has legal right to mine this area, provided by a lease that was signed by the landowner and the company. And so this process provided greater consideration for some of the concerns that the landowner had in the mining process. It was a very thorough review. We examined every single one of his concerns, and the order spells out what we found and how we addressed each one of those things. So I think it was a really fair and thorough review of those concerns, and ultimately resulted in additional provisions to the permit that are intended to address some of those concerns and really set the stage for a more productive relationship between that landowner and this company long term, so that the mining process can be successful and the land can be restored and the family can be assured of that. So I'm also pleased to support this order this morning.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That concludes your portfolio, Commissioner Christman.
Yes.
All right. Brian, you've got a couple items on the agenda.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I move the commission deem the applications complete, conditioned upon the filing of preferred corridor and route options, final transmission line structure locations, and final wind turbine locations at least 10 days prior to hearing, and issue a notice of filing and notice of hearing in Dickinson Wind LLC 150 megawatt wind energy center Stark County siting application case number PU15-111 and Dickinson Wind LLC 230 kV transmission line Stark County siting application case number PU15-133.
Second.
I continue to amend to thank Jerry Lynn for making the motions as difficult as possible. Back there, Jerry. Thank you. Okay. The what this motion does today really is just set the date and location for a. They're not consolidated hearings, but they're consolidated in the sense that we're doing the same time and location. And a little background: in March of this year, we received a request from Dickinson Wind LLC for a certificate of site compatibility to construct 150 megawatt Dickinson Wind Energy Center, up to 85 turbines, and 150 megawatts. We also in April of this year, received a request for 33 miles of 230 kV transmission line that will go with this, the wind farm. And so that what we've done is May 18th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, we'll start the hearing for the transmission line in case number PU15-133, and anticipating approximately a 12:30 Mountain Time and 1:30 Central Time for the wind energy project in case number PU15-111. So when you do the hearings this way, I think it makes sense. We'll do the transmission line hearing first. Quite honestly, that probably will have less public input than the wind farm. And I'm basing that on just already the concern I've heard on this project. The little more detail on the project is the wind farm. If you basically look at an area between the towns of, as Commissioner Crispin would say, to the west of Richardton, to the east of Gladstone, it's not still District 33, is it?
Not District 33.
Not quite. No, District 36 over there. And it's also south of Taylor. There's the project area is actually quite big. And one thing that will quickly jump out at you when you look at the project area is it almost completely surrounds the town of Taylor. And certainly been following what's going on out there in open reporting. There's some citizen groups that have formed on different sides of this wind farm, so I would recommend they come to the hearing and say their concerns or their support. But this is the first wind farm that I've seen that, quite honestly, has this kind of a footprint. So that'll be one of the questions I'm sure I'll ask a lot in the hearing. The approximate cost for the wind farm itself is about $250 million, and the company has reported that they have already signed a purchase power agreement with Basin Electric. So that's on the wind farm. For the transmission lines, approximately 33 miles, cost of $25 million, running roughly east of Gladstone, south, and then west. South of Dickinson, there are some different options on the different corridors, and ending up in the Belfield area where it interconnects to the Belfield Rheem 230 kV line, and that's, of course, the system they'll want to get the power to. So the hearings are set for May 18th. The project areas, I kind of walk through them, and everything appears to be in order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I'll just say the portfolio holder did a good job with the North Dakota geography. I'll just throw in that we want the folks over at Leffer to know we're looking out for them, too.
Absolutely. And I did forget one key point on this. The hearings are May 18th in Dickinson, but they'll be held at Dickinson State University at the Student Center, 900 Campus Drive, Dickinson, North Dakota. So they'll be at the Student Center. Everybody, most folks know where that's at. There's two big rooms there by the bookstore, and so it's a good place to have it. We did look at having the hearing in the city of Taylor, since Taylor is right in the middle of the project area. We just didn't have a facility there that could house the number of people we think might show up for this. So Dickinson State is certainly appropriate.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Concludes my order statement.
Excellent. Chairman. All right. Well, that concludes our agenda. Does anyone have any closing comments?
Are we good for our scheduling at 9:30?
We will, reconvene at 9:30 to talk about some additional staff issues, et cetera. All right. That concludes our special meeting of the Public Service Commission today.